CR101radio.com. Podcasts and more. And welcome back to another episode of Preschool Pioneers. I am your host, Jeremy Walker. You can follow us on our parent network, CR101 Radio, on social media such as Facebook, Twitter, Gab, and YouTube. And you can subscribe to this podcast on your preferred platform so you never miss an episode. Visit CR101radio.com for these links. Well, thank you for coming back again to share with me my passion to discussing about education, families, and children, and why Christians should become teachers. This episode is entitled, G is for Godly Fathers, why godly fathers are so important, and how men destroy women and children whenever they abandon their duties. I want to start this episode with our scripture reading from Ephesians 5, 25 through 33. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. We are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Unquote. The family is the most basic institution that God made. It is the foundational structure for everything else that happens in society, if it doesn't matter if it's in business, or if it's in the church, or it's in a nation. But the family is the most basic institution that there is. It's also not a surprise that it is the institution that is under attack the most. One of the most common ways of attack that you're going to see, at least in the structure, is attacking fathers. They attack mothers too. No debate there. But the main attack is on men, on fathers. One of the basic attacks that they do in the world to try to disassemble the family, to try to destroy it. Because as we've talked about before, there is a goal. There is an end goal. When you have, especially like in the United States and around the world, governments that are trying to seize control, they want to be the determiners of the future. They have to get rid of any competitors. And the family is competitor number one. They have to sever ties and allegiances to families. They have to convince children as they grow up that they don't want to have families. They have to convince children that they don't want duties. They don't want responsibilities. You don't want to grow up and become entangled in the responsibilities of being a husband or the limitations of a wife. You want to be the free-roaming agent, the lone wolf out there that can just go where they want, do what they want, with whomever they want, wherever they want. Education 101 in the schools is where they start. And the number one thing that people do, I've been noticing a very much so a systematic attack on this subject, and it's definitely in the governmental school systems and pretty much everywhere else. Toxic masculinity. The idea that a man being a man is somehow toxic. The idea that you're dangerous if you're a man. And so what do? They try to make you not want to be a man. One of the key focuses is they say that men are a threat to safety. A threat to safety. Toxic masculinity is a threat to safety. The safety of who? Oh, the safety of the woman. Those men out there are just going around and they can't be trusted and they're beating all the women. Well, is that happening? Well, it is. But why is it happening? We'll get to that in a second. They say that they're a threat to children. They are going to be abusing children, this toxic masculinity man. Is that happening? No, it's not. Does it happen? Of course it does. It's called the sin nature. But it's not because a man is being a man, a masculine man, an authoritative man, an assertive man. I saw a great meme, and it has kind of the guard dog, you could say, standing up on a little like a rock shelf. And down below are all these sheep, and then standing up is a wolf with a bloody mouth pointing his finger at the guard dog. He's wearing, of course, a sheep skin, the classic wolf in sheep's clothing kind of thing. And his finger is pointed at the guard dog and says, "He's a threat to our safety." This right here is part of the problem. Those people that want to destroy children, those people that want to abuse children, those people who want to exploit children first have to get rid of their guardians. And that's done a couple ways. The mother is definitely, absolutely, 100% a guardian of their children. There's an old saying that talks about you don't want to mess with a mama bear and her cubs, because mama bears are dangerous. You don't want to mess with them. That is true. But they're still not men. They're still not the ultimate protectors of the family. They're not the ultimate person who is responsible. Being in child care, as I am, we deal with families all the time. And if there is a problem, the first person usually to identify the problem is going to be a mother. Absolutely. They are very intuitive. They're paying attention. And 9 out of 10 times, they will catch something that a man misses. But who do they send in to deal with the problem? They send in the father, their husband. That's the person they send in to actually deal with the confrontation. And that's also the way that God designed the relationship. The husband-wife dynamics. The mother-father dynamics within the family. Whenever you dishearten men to such a degree that they stop being men, I know you as the listener have looked around and probably know or have seen what I'm talking about. Right now, there is an epidemic of men who just are not men. In fact, they're worse than women in their emotions and their inability to cope with anything, the ability that they can't deal with subjects of any sorts. The wives no longer look to their husbands or to the father of their children as the person who's going to deal with the problem. Either can't trust them or they just are not going to do it. They have been disheartened, miseducated. They're not supposed to be men. They're not supposed to be masculine. They're not supposed to be somebody with authority. Yes, they are. The person that is the main protector of a family, of a wife and children, is 100% the fathers. And that's why they're under attack. They are the first guardian that must be set aside if women are going to be exploited and if children are going to be exploited. The sad part is we don't have godly parents anymore. We have people who have been educated to where they're going to be going, well, we don't want God's structure. We want a humanistic structure instead. And they find out, the women do, that they don't actually want these men that aren't men. They want a masculine man. They want somebody they can trust. They want somebody that they feel safe with. Somebody who can help them with the children. 9 out of 10 times, if not 10 out of 10 times, where the discipline and the training of children are concerned, it's the woman that does it. Very often, you'll even hear the men say, "She won't even let me deal with it." Because the family does not have a Christian basis for existence or how it operates, therefore, the women, in particular, will seek outside sources since they don't have a biblical foundation. The husband can't give a biblical foundation. And the woman looks to somebody for advice. And so what do? They go to the quote-unquote experts, the ones who advocate what they call now gentle parenting or disciplining without tears. As if somehow parents can be parents, parents can stand up to children, parents can restrain their children, discipline their children when necessary, and somehow the child is just going to be loves and kisses all the time, and everybody's going to be hunky-dory-do, and the children are always going to love you, they're never going to be upset at you, and you're going to have now a wonderful, cohesive family. And because the women have gone out and found these humanistic sources to found their lives on, they then are going to bring that into the home. They become the authority because they have found the truth. And the truth is with these experts over here, with the doctors over there. You, husband, sit down, shut up. Listen to me. Listen to the experts. What do you have to give? You have nothing to give. You need to not be a man. You need not to be aggressive. You need not to be stern. You certainly should not show irritation or upsetness with a child. You should never do that. You should never speak sternly. You should never raise your voice. The child should never be uncomfortable. Everybody always supposed to love, love, love all the time. Because don't you know, if you tell your children no, if you speak sternly to your child or even raise your voice, you are going to cause brain damage in your child. Don't you know that? Because the experts are telling you that there is a better way. See, you don't ever have to threaten your children. You don't have to give consequences. Good things for good behavior, bad things for bad behavior. These types of things is how you would treat a dog, not a child. So you never want to threaten your children. The expert have a better strategic parenting plan. You don't have to threaten. You don't have to discipline. You don't have to repeat yourself over and over again. There is this magical way of gentle parenting where the child is just going to comply with you. So, man, stop being man. You think that there's some other standard out there that the experts don't have? Theirs is not based on faith. It's science-based. It's research-based. They have studies that they're citing, of course. They have the truth. Well, they don't. And I work in the field with the parents who listen to this drivel. And time and again, you have the parents come in tears. They cannot get their children to listen. Children now are being expelled from preschools at the youngest ages of even 2. You heard that right. 2 years old, because parents are failing to give a child what they actually need to thrive in the real world. What is it that they need? They need godly fathers, godly parents, to exert godly discipline, both positive and negative, so that they can learn how to truly operate in the real world. Some of the most miserable children on the planet are the victims, I'll use that word, victims of the gentle parenting techniques. Why is it that they are a victim and the parents are the perpetrators? Listening to morons teaching falsehoods about children and about the parent-child dynamic. Why is it that they are a victim? Because the world is based on laws built into its very fabric by the Creator. And there is an authority structure throughout society, starting with the father and the mother and the children. When children are being taught a gentle parenting technique where there is no discipline, no positive, no negative, no nothing exerted upon them, they think the rest of the world is supposed to let them do whatever they want. One of the most recent things that I give it a good illustration of this, I had a child in my office, and the parents, by their own admission, had never taken the children anywhere. The mother was the one off at work, And the father was the one at home. That's right. He was playing house mom. And what happened was he just let the children do anything he wanted. He wasn't really a man. The children literally could do anything that they wanted. And what the result was, when they brought them in, the children literally did not understand how to act around other people. They just didn't understand it. One of the children, when they saw other children with food, even though they had their own plate, they would go around and start trying to eat off the plates of everyone else. And whenever they were told they could not do this, of course, the child would flip out, would have a giant, hysterical, angry tantrum. But why? They had never been restrained that you can't just take whatever you want from somebody else. They never taught that. They were literally allowed to do whatever they want. This young child had an older sibling who was about 2 years older. So now you get into four, almost five. This child also had no idea how to interact with other people in the classroom, would just steal and take anything that they wanted to and hit other people if they wanted to, if you wouldn't give them what they wanted. I had them in the office and I had a bag of potato chips as I was just letting them sit there with me for a few minutes. And I popped open my bag of potato chips, and as soon as I opened it, the child jumped up out of their chair, walked across the office, and stuck his hand inside my bag of potato chips to try to pull one out because, after all, he wanted it. This is the kind of concept that I'm saying, that children are broken by bad parents. Children are broken by this false concept of gentle parenting, where children can be raised without authority. This is a lie. I want to continue here because if a man is truly a man, as was in our scripture reading, he's going to love his wife. And loving his wife means helping her with everything she needs, protecting her, and even protecting her from herself as well. Because from the Garden of Eden, man was made the woman's protector. And not just from the outside, also from herself as needed. He is also the protector of his children as well, from any outside forces. He is going to have to be a man who can stand up, but not on his own, not on a humanistic level where he is just the man's man and he's going to beat the wife and beat the kids if they get out of line and don't listen to him, the king of his castle. No, he is a man built on God's commandments. That restricts his authority. It tells him what he can and cannot do to both wife and children. And the Bible is very clear. Love your wife as yourself. A man's first and primary role is to be self-sacrificing for his wife. If he is asking her to do all the self-sacrificing for him, woman, go make me a sandwich, then this is not a godly man. This is not how he's supposed to act towards his wife. And the number one reason why women won't listen to men is because they're not men. Why they don't trust them? Because they're not godly men. A godly man who obeys God's commandments, exerts godly authority based on what God tells him is his job, a woman will get behind and support. After all, as I mentioned at the beginning, she doesn't want all the stress and all the responsibilities. I see women all the time where they will not let the men handle problems where children are concerned, and then they frustrate their brains out because they can't figure out what's going on. And eventually, they just let the kids do whatever. What are some good indicators that there is bad parenting going on? One of the indicators is that they let children just dress however they want. We can't get them to wear what we ask them to wear. They just wear whatever they want. And of course, the child is completely not dressed appropriately for the weather, or it's mismatched, or they're not, whatever it might be. But it's horrendous. I've seen some where they're caking makeup on their faces and everything else. And it's just like, well, we're just going to let them be them. You're a terrible parent. One of the other main indicators is for boys when they have long hair. 9 out of 10 times, boys who have really long hair, 9 out of 10 times, are behavior problems. It's not something that I suggest because you can't tell somebody about their personal choices where hair is concerned. But I will say 9 out of 10 times, boys with long hair, especially when they're young, is an indication that the child is out of control and the parents allowing it. So it's not all about the kid. It's a bad parenting. And 9 out of 10 times, if there is a behavior problem, what is the one thing that happens right before behavior turns around? Child gets a haircut. Absolutely, you can take it to the bank. The child's hair gets cut because now the parent is starting to put restrictions on the child, and they want this child to listen. They want this child to grow. They want this child to do what they're supposed to do. And now they have to start exerting control. When people go into the military, what is the number one thing they do first in order to teach discipline to soldiers? They cut their hair off and they put them in a uniform and tell them what they're going to wear. And parents, you have to be an authority. The child doesn't get to choose everything that they want. If they want chocolate or vanilla, fine. But the vast majority of things that are going to have to be decided upon, they don't get a say-so. You have to exert godly authority on children. There were studies where whenever you have, especially the concept and the plague of single motherhood that we have today, of what happens to children. One, the women do not ever feel safe when they're by themselves. They have to do everything. They have to play both mommy and daddy roles. This is destructive of women. There are women who go into, I saw a news article recently, to OnlyFans, where she became a prostitute on the internet so that she could make money, more money than she could in other jobs. And she was upset because her 10-year-old son had gotten sick and she had to stop midday producing porn for strangers on the internet so that she could go and take her son out and bring him home. And now she's out money from prostituting herself to strangers on the internet. See, a husband would not allow this degradation of his wife. Women do need men just as much as men need women. Women that do this need a man that would say, you would never, ever be allowed to do that. People are exploiting you. You think you're exploiting them for money? No, no, no. You are the one being exploited, and you're letting yourself be exploited. And your 10-year-old son, he is going to have to find out about this, that mommy is prostituting herself to strangers. It happened to a young kid. Another article that came up, a mom was producing OnlyFans content, and his friends found the content online and then began to attack him daily. Images and videos of his mother doing sick, disgusting, perverted things on the internet. And this was his mom, and the whole school knew about it. He was being destroyed and abused, and so was his mother. Because there's no father in the picture. No godly man to help. Is it just because there's no man, or also did she lack morals? She lacked the morals as well. See, it's not just about having men with women or man in the picture, although it is a very big thing to have a man in the picture, even if they're not Christian. It does so much more for a young child. Even if they are humanists, it still does a lot. If they're Christian, that's where it's supposed to be. But there was a study that said that the major root cause of transgenderism in children, a 30-year study, was based on what? The mother? Absolutely. The mothers pushing their children into this concept, and mostly their boys, turning their boys into either homosexuals or turning them into transvestites. There was a very sad little meme that was on the internet, and it was a boy and his mother, and the boy says, Mom, I don't want to cut off my genitals. And then the mom says, but I'm the only mom in my gym class without a trans kid. You need to stop being selfish. These are the ideas that come along with this. Men need to be involved in society, godly men, if we are going to protect children and women from abuse and even from themselves. People like to think for some reason that men aren't that important. You don't need a godly outlook. Yes, you do. Look around and see society. You know it's true. There is a way out. There is a way to protect children and women, but it takes godly men standing up and saying, no. No, you're not going to abuse these people. Not on my watch. Well, this is Jeremy Walker for Preschool Pioneers. Thank you for joining me, and God bless.